After a 6-hour drive, Woody got his first good look at the death house. He climbed out of his car and stretched his cramped limbs. The stench from the complex stole much of the sweetness from the crisp October air. No surprise there. Like other prisons, SCI Green exuded an almost palpable stink, something like sweat and old bowling shoes. A bus carrying either prisoners or their visitors rumbled off the highway behind him and paused at the perimeter fences he'd just passed through. Time to get moving. He carried only what he needed, a counterfeit driver's license, a forged letter from the Philadelphia Legal Aid Society, and Gil Goldhammer's retainer letter. Inside the main building, he quickly identified the lobby officer, a middle-aged man with a face that looked like it had been carved out of rock. A nameplate identified him as Officer John Rice. Rigid posture and a spotless, perfectly pressed uniform gave Rice a military air, which Woody knew would not be unusual in this place. Rice had likely served in one of the armed forces, most of the personnel here had. SCI Green was the most secure facility in the Pennsylvania correctional system, the home of Pennsylvania's most brutal criminals, including over 100 men on death row. Behind lobby officer Rice, a laminated poster detailed the prison's visitation policy. Woody scanned the rules, pausing at the list of individuals prohibited from visiting inmates. Former inmates of any correctional system, any person who is currently under parole or probate supervision, any current inmate in pre-release status, any DOC employee, any former DOC employee, any currently active volunteer for the DOC, any current or former contract employee, or any victim of the inmate. Although one of these described Woody, none described the person identified on Woody's counterfeit driver's license, which he handed to Rice.
I'm here to see Frank Ramsey.
Rice glanced at the driver's license, then studied Woody. It had occurred to Woody that one of the COs here might recognize him. While he was almost certain he'd never met Officer Rice, the man's scrutiny twisted a sliver of fear in his stomach. He reminded himself of the changes in his appearance. He was 3 years older now. His figure, once bulging with steroid-fed muscle, was now slim, unremarkable underneath his clothing. He wore his hair cropped close to his head, and he'd grown a goatee. He touched that patch of facial hair now, and the bristles reassured him. He would not be recognized. Rice opened a file on his desk.
I don't see your name on Ramsey's visitor list, Mr. Butler.
I work for Mr. Ramsey's attorney. Woody reached into the inside pocket of his leather jacket. Rice tensed at the motion and withdrew the forged letter. Under the letterhead of the Philadelphia Legal Aid Society, a few sentences written in the name of Ramsey's pro bono appellate lawyer identified Donald W. Butler as his paralegal. The document looked real, and Rice didn't question it. He stamped Woody's hand with invisible ink.